You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Tuesday. Is this the final day of the baseball postseason? Game 6 coming up tonight. Rays versus the Dodgers. Blake Snell versus what will probably turn out to be the Dodgers bullpen. And that Dodger bullpen has not been good at all during the World Series. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. A couple of things that we've touched on so far. The Bears situation last night with the Rams. First of all, the Rams picking up a win. And the Bears don't look impressive on offense. But the Rams and Jared Goff came up with a couple of big plays. Aaron Donald, once again, showcasing his talents for a national audience. Tonight, with Game 6 of the World Series, there was another sneaky story that we're keeping an eye on. That's Wisconsin football right now. They're probably going to use their fourth-string quarterback in their game against Nebraska coming up this weekend. And remember what happened. When the Big Ten said they were coming back, there was no margin for error as far as, you know, there's no bye weeks. And you have players, their starting quarterback is out for the season. And then you have a highly touted freshman, Graham Mertz, who just came off an incredible performance against Illinois. He's tested positive. His backup has now tested positive. And now we're going to what essentially would be the fourth string quarterback in a game against Nebraska, at Nebraska, I believe. Yeah, Pauline.
Dan, didn't you years ago tell me to keep an eye on Danny Vandenboom for Wisconsin?
Yes.
He's going to be a breakout star someday?
Yes.
Well, he's the fourth string quarterback who will likely be starting against Nebraska. Second test on Graham Mertz and Chase Wolf, the quarterbacks, no reports yet either way.
Is there a betting line on that game, I'm curious, with now your fourth-string quarterback? And the game is still scheduled with Nebraska, but I don't know if they have a betting line on that right now. Yeah, Paul?
I see it at Wisconsin given 3.5.
Mm.
It's still available, it looks like, if you wanted me to call.
No. Oh, I'm just curious that you're down to your fourth-string quarterback. At what point would they have to, like, if Wisconsin runs out of quarterbacks, I'm guessing everybody is in the same room, then, like, what happens? You're going to have a running back as your quarterback? Yeah, Paulie?
Vandenboom is Dutch for give the points and take Wisconsin
to
the bank.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Yes, McClellan.
Wasn't there all this talk about putting a quarterback like in a different room or a different city?
Yeah.
I don't know if colleges can do that.
No, the NFL talked about that. So you didn't have a situation like that.
The Eagles have Josh McCown stashed in Texas.
I know.
Now the Cowboys apparently rumored to want him.
So he's their third string quarterback, and he's not even with the team.
Maybe fourth.
Fourth string quarterback?
Yeah, I think he's an emergency.
All right, phone calls are welcome. We touched on the Cowboys situation. Jerry Jones' weekly radio interview on The Fan in Dallas, and it got a little frosty there. Here's Jerry being asked about leadership.
Does your team have a leadership void?
Where in the offensive line?
Overall,
where,
when
seriously,
these...
But seriously. Where would you have a leadership void? Is it an experience void? Is it a talent void? Is it a leadership void? I'm not trying to be cute here. The answer is no. The answer is no. Shut up and let me answer. No.
All righty. I guess if you take out shut up, it's okay. You know, he's defending his team. Like, where is the leadership void here? I think just an overall leader is what I'm curious about. Like, who is the leader of this team? I'm sure he's going to say Mike McCarthy, or he might say himself. But I do think that they're missing leadership right now. Yeah, McClellan.
Okay, everyone's talking about it. So can we, what if Mike McCarthy's only a one-year coach? Can you bring in a huge personality like a Harbaugh?
Urban Meyer? No.
Why not? Harbaugh, not John.
But you have to be a special coach to want to go into that situation. And Jerry doesn't do that. And Jerry does. I mean, he stays with somebody to a fault. I can't imagine he'd be a one and done with Mike McCarthy. I don't think Mike McCarthy's the right guy for that situation. But I don't think that Jerry's going to make a change. But I'm just wondering, what do you do now? You're your offense is depleted and your defense has been one of the worst in franchise history. You got a game against the Eagles coming up. Do they do anything? Can they do anything at the trade deadline? Should they be doing something? Should they be selling at the trade deadline? Yeah, McLovin.
We were just talking about, remember that one time that Jerry broke his rule and hired a name and brought in Bill Parcells?
Yeah.
Is it possible that he does another?
I don't think that was a good experiment for either one of those two. You know, it's Jerry's team. I mean, Jerry's the owner. Jerry's the GM. Jerry would coach if he could. Jerry'd play quarterback if he could. Mike McCarthy knew going in that Jerry's always going to be there. He's omnipresent. And Mike McCarthy is probably okay with that. Jason Garrett was okay with that. Jimmy Johnson got to a point, you know, where he was getting all the credit and Jerry didn't like that. So you had one of the great coaches in football history, in my opinion. And all of a sudden, you usher him out and you bring in Barry Switzer, who was just happy to have a job and won in a Super Bowl with, you know, Jimmy Johnson's players. But I don't think Jerry's going to go, you know what? Let me bring in a dynamic personality here. That ain't happening. And it's not like they're that far away from being a good football team when everybody is healthy, but that's not going to happen this year. And now Andy Dalton not being in there, you got a free agent quarterback who's going to be starting against the Eagles. Now, this is where Zeke Elliott needs to step up. Right? And the defense. That's what I would hold people accountable. We're paying you, step up, be leaders, go out there. Fight for every yard. Fight for your quarterback. Act like you want to win, like you care. And that's what I don't see with the Cowboys. They don't care. And I don't know if Mike McCarthy, like, you already have anonymous sources calling out your coaching staff saying they don't know what they're doing. Whatever your feelings are about anonymous sources, it's not, hey, you guys shouldn't be talking. I do have to listen to what they're saying, whether I like it or not. And Mike McCarthy and his coaching staff need to kind of, you know, do an introspective search here on how they're coaching and how they're leading and what is the game plan here. So you can say, boy, the anonymous sources, you know, that should never happen. What are they saying? That's what I would be listening to. We're going to talk to Buda Baker, the Arizona Cardinals safety. He'll join us coming up. Do you guys know if Buda is his real name? McLovin is saying no.
Just a guess. I have no idea.
Okay. Seton?
I would guess no.
All right. Todd?
I looked it up yesterday, so I'm going to excuse myself.
Okay. You're excused. Paulie?
I would have guessed yes, even though it's not a common first name, but I've never heard him called like Bradley Buda Baker. And I, even at the draft, I remember the thing on the screen said Buda Baker, the safety out of Washington, I think. I don't remember his real name ever being shown.
Well, but who's the defensive back?
Greedy Williams.
Greedy Williams.
Also his real name, I think.
But wasn't he, I think he, when he was drafted, he was Greedy Williams. I don't think they were saying Thomas Greedy Williams or whatever his first name is. Yeah, McLovin.
What about Bubba Smith, the all-time, that old football player who was in Police Academy?
Yeah.
I've never heard him called anything but Bubba. Was that his name?
I don't know.
Probably none of these guys, that's her. Yeah.
All right, what's Buddha's real name?
Anybody want a shot at it?
Todd will get it right.
I'll bet you $5 Todd doesn't know it.
I don't remember it from yesterday. I know that I know that's a different name, but it's not Buddha.
What's Buddha's real name?
Bashard Buda Baker.
Okay.
Bashard.
All right, so Bashard is going to join us coming up. Phone calls, we'll get those in here. By the way, the Cleveland Browns learning yesterday that Odell Beckham Jr. tore his ACL, misses the rest of the season. And it's the latest major injury in the NFL season that's been loaded with them. After he got hurt, Baker Mayfield led the Browns to a win over Cincinnati. Critics said that they're better off without Beckham demanding the ball. And it's no surprise. A lot of people love him, and he's a dynamic player. But, you know, he's the ultimate me-first receiver. And it's the age-old dilemma at that position. The best ones want the ball, expect the ball. They're not happy when they don't get the ball. They want to, in traffic and double cover, they want the ball. From Jerry Rice to Larry Fitzgerald to you name it, you want the ball. But, you know, they're still in that AFC North, and you're going to need every weapon you have. And not having Beckham will hurt this team. I wonder if it makes Baker Mayfield more effective. And that's kind of a tricky way of saying, is he going to be better because he doesn't have to feed Odell Beckham? Although you want to. I don't want the defense to know that I have to feed him or when I'm going to give him the ball. I think the element of surprise with Beckham is when he's always at his most dangerous. And he is an elite receiver. He's not the receiver I want on my team, but I understand that weapon. At that position, you know, if it's Antonio Brown, he's a weapon. I wouldn't want him on my team. I understand why Tampa did bring him in. Losing Odell Beckham Jr., it makes you different. I don't know if it makes you better. But this may help Baker Mayfield be a better quarterback. Yeah, McLovin.
And good news, Nick Chubb, his report came out. He could be back by week 10. You'd love Nick.
Yes, I do.
So maybe they run more. And
I've been saying it all along, that's what they need to do. Run the football, and then you can sprinkle in a couple of big plays. Nothing better than play action when the defense actually buys into play action. Dave in Indiana joins us. Dave, what's on your mind?
Hi, Dan. How's it going today?
Good, Dave.
Good. Got a comment about the Dalton thing.
Yeah.
I'm from Indianapolis, and if that had happened to Phillip Rivers, they'd still be fighting. It would look like a hockey game. I don't understand why the young guys on the Dallas line, that would pump them up and make them, you know, give them a little credence when the regular guys came back. If they had jumped in there and tried to help him, it just didn't make any sense to me why they just stood there.
Yeah.
That was sad, just like you said.
Yeah, I was disappointed in watching it because Andy Dalton is clearly hurt and it's a cheap shot, but somebody should just the appearance that you have a pulse and you're angry at what just happened to your quarterback. I'm not saying get suspended, do anything stupid, but at least get in John Bostic's face and push him. Whatever it is, say something to him. Nobody did anything. And I think that if you're looking at a play that is symbolic of the Cowboys this year, that's it. An injury, and then nobody standing up for the person who just got injured. Yeah, McLovin.
How come the NFL isn't suspending John Bostic?
I don't know. I don't know what their rationale was, that what he did or didn't do that would have led to a suspension.
Because to me, the key part of that was Dalton was in an obvious slide. You can't touch that quarterback, yeah, let alone go helmet to helmet. But, I mean, Burfict would have gotten the half a season for that. Based on
repeat offender.
Yeah, Bostic's a bit of a... bit of a repeat offender, too. He's got some hits on his record. I don't know if he's ever been suspended.
Jonathan in Pennsylvania. Hey, Jonathan.
Hey, DP. To answer that question about Jerry Jones being interviewed on the radio, he's the leader. Jerry Jones the leader. He won't say it, but he's the leader. You were right. He could be a quarterback. He could be a coach. He could be anything. He's just a plain leader.
But the owner shouldn't be the leader.
Yeah, but he doesn't want to say it. He does not want to say it. McCarthy's not going to say something, say nothing. The only person who's standing up to Jerry was... that's the only person. And then, right also, that he didn't like it. Jerry Jones didn't like it. But, to me, it's Jerry Jones is the leader of the Cowboys.
Yeah, that's not good, though. Thanks, Jonathan. Can you think of another owner who is the leader of his team?
Mark Cuban? Like he's run out of the court before during games. He's willing to get fined. That Cuban's the kind of guy who will get fined.
What about NFL? The leader of a team is the owner. Can you think of somebody who is... I can. I'm trying to think if there's somebody who it's... You know, Al Davis was that way. He was the leader of that team. But I don't want my owner being the leader of my team. Kyle in California. Hey, Kyle.
ADP.
Hey, bud.
You know, the whole Cowboys, it's leadership. It's an absence of something that's been gone for a long time. every Monday for the last 10 years. I used to listen to Shea call in and talk crap about the ginger. Everybody talking crap about the clapper. Well, now we see that ain't the issue anymore. So we need a deep dive to figure out what's going on in there, because it's bad. It doesn't look like it's getting any better. And it's pretty simple. The teams with good players and good coaches get it done. And McCarthy, I don't know who else was going after him other than the Niners faking it. But as soon as he said in that intro press conference, oh, yeah, I didn't actually watch every play, that was the first sign to be like, what the hell is going on?
I don't know what happened at that sleepover at Jerry's house. I don't know. Did they go back and look at the Packers Super Bowl win with Mike McCarthy? Hey, movie night. Hey, how about we watch some game film? You have a couple of drinks, you say something at night, like, you know, Jerry's like, you're going to be our coach.
No.
Yeah, you are.
No.
Yeah, you are.
Let's sleep on a coat.
All right. You wake up the next morning and, you know, Jerry goes, did I say you were going to be the coach?
Where are my clothes?
Yeah, you did. Well, I promise you're going to be a coach, so you're going to be the coach. How do you like your eggs, Mike? I like them like my quarterback, scrambled.
You nailed the eggs line. Yeah. Sounds just like
that. Oh, man. And I don't root for the Cowboys. I don't root against the Cowboys. The Cowboys are always entertaining. But of all of the teams in all of the sports, no one has gotten more attention for doing less, for being less successful than the Dallas Cowboys. In the last 30 years, since Jimmy Johnson or Barry Switzer left, they have gotten more publicity, more attention, more coverage than any other team. And it's not even close. Steelers, Packers, you know, put the Giants, put all the blue blood, Patriots. Cowboys have gotten more publicity than the Patriots have in the last 20 years. Let that one sink in. Take a break. We'll get to more phone calls coming up. Also, Buda Baker, the Arizona Cardinals safety, will join us. And curious, have they watched the film from their game where DK Metcalf caught Buda from behind? He gave him a little bit of a head start, made it interesting. So we'll talk to Buda about that. And the evolution, the greatness of Kyler Murray as well. 19 after the hour, right here on the Dan Patrick Show. Last week in the books, time to review the tape. Prepare for this week. No better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings, official daily fantasy partner of the NFL. To add to this week's excitement, DraftKings has a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes up for grabs. If you haven't tried DraftKings yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss out on this. And if you haven't signed up, what are you waiting for? Get in the game right now from your couch. First of all, you got to download the DraftKings daily fantasy app now. Use the promo code SQUAD. For a limited time, new users can get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes this week. Don't miss out on all this week's action. Enter code SQUAD. Get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes with your first deposit. Promo code SQUAD at DraftKings. Make sure that you download that daily fantasy app now. Make it rain. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions to apply. See DraftKings.com for details. That's DraftKings.com. Good luck. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at FoxSportsRadio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app. More phone calls coming up. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp at danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dp-SHOW. Cardinals got a bye, and then they host the Dolphins after that. Tua Tagovailoa will have a game under his belt as the Dolphins have the Rams coming up. One of the stars of the Cardinals defense, the safety Buda Baker, is joining us on the program. Buda, thanks for joining us. Since this is your first time on the show, you get to decide when I ask you about the DK Metcalf play.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, first off, thanks for having me, Dan. Second off, you can ask me right now.
All right. Here we go. Now, have you watched the film as a team?
Not yet.
Okay. How do you think that's going to go? That it was a great play on your part, but DK tracks you down. How many times do you think Coach plays it and then rewinds it?
Probably maybe once or twice. You know, it's all good laughs now that we got the W, but if we didn't get that win, that play definitely would have been on my mind.
When did you realize, could you hear DK running after you?
Yeah, so that's what happened first. So, you know, I get the interception. I see Russ. I'm like, all right, cool, beat Russ. I'm gone. I'm running. I look up at the Jumbotron, you know. You know when you're driving a car and you look in that rearview mirror and it's like objects may be closer than they may appear? It was one of those. I looked up in the Jumbotron. He looked like he was not that close to me. And then I felt his steps turn around and he was right there. Kind of startled me. Then I, you know, try to maybe see if I can stiff arm him real quick. But the way his angle was, it was bad from there. So he tackled me.
Now, I got you running a 4.45 at the combine there, right? Does that sound right?
Yeah, 4.45.
Would you like a rematch against DK Metcalf?
Of course, you know, the competitor in me, of course, wants a rematch. I wish I would have just stayed looking forward like it was a track meet and just, you know, try to edge him out.
And sometimes you run faster when you're being when somebody's being chased. But in this case, man, he got there quickly. He got there a whole lot quicker than I thought he was going to get there. And a guy that size shouldn't be running that fast, Buddha.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I don't know what his numbers was at the combine. I think it was a 4.3. But, yeah, that man, you definitely saw him on the camera digging, you know, digging, trying to catch me, and he caught me. So kudos to DK.
Yeah, but more importantly, you got the win. You guys now 5-2. What do you think the big reason why you guys have been successful? Is there one thing that stands out?
Oh, man. I mean, I really think it's just guys, you know, coming together more and trusting each other within, you know, either the offense, special teams, or defense. And, you know, last game was an ugly game, but we sometimes you got to get those ugly games out the way. So that was definitely a big one for us, you know, coming off a Monday night game, coming off a short week, going against Seattle, who was coming off a bye week. So it was definitely one of those games where it was very positive for us.
If somebody hadn't seen Kyler Murray play, how would you describe him?
Electric, you know. That's what I would describe him as, a guy who can throw, can run, who's quick, can make those quick cuts, get in and out of breaks very fast. And, you know, I love him that he's our quarterback, because I would not want to go against him.
Are you you've never hit him before, right?
Oh, of course not.
But if you would you want to hit him just to, like, it feels like defensive players on a team, like guys with New England could never hit Tom Brady, or the Packers can't hit Aaron Rodgers. Like, at some point, don't you want to just pop him just a little bit?
Not at all. You know, that's a franchise QB guy, you know, you want on the field at all times. So even in practice, if I get a blitz or if I'm even close to him, I'm stopping at least 5 to 6 yards before I even get close to him.
Very smart. Very smart. He's Buddha Baker. And now, Bishard is your real first name, correct?
Correct.
Who calls you Bishard?
Actually, now nobody really. Nobody really knows. My family, of course, they don't even call me Bishard. So a lot of people don't even really know my real name.
Wait, your mom, when she gets mad at you, didn't yell out, Bishard?
Oh, yeah, for sure. When I was younger, for sure. Now, you know, there's not much she can get mad at me about, you know.
Well,
grown man, I'm out the house. So now it's just, you know, calling me. She just calls me Buddha.
Yeah, but it helps you bought her a Mercedes, Bishard.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that what did you get?
Oh, man, I didn't, you know, me, I didn't really get anything.
I saw isn't DeAndre Hopkins, doesn't he drive like a Ferrari?
I believe so. I think, yeah, he's my parking mate. We park next to each other. So, Yeah, I see his Ferrari out. I took it out for a drive. I asked him, like, hey, let me drive it. Because, you know, I've never drove a Ferrari before. So D-Hop's a great guy. He's like, yeah, man, do whatever you want. So
who's got the worst?
Taking a Ferrari out, it was definitely fun.
Who's got the worst car in the parking lot?
The worst car?
Yeah.
Maybe Justin Pugh.
He's an offensive lineman. So what's he driving, a minivan?
No, he drives a Lincoln, like, four-door SUV. He said he downgraded. You know, he was my parking mate last year. He had a Range Rover. It was a nice Range Rover for an old lineman. So, yeah, he downgraded to that Lincoln.
Well,
so.
Wait, what's the parking mate? What's that mean?
So that means, you know, we have our parking spots in the gate. So he was next to me.
Oh, okay. All right. Now you're...
I'd see him, you know.
Now it's D-Hop with his Ferrari.
Yeah,
nice.
Exactly.
Nice. Well, good luck in film session. You know, hopefully... Were your teammates, did they make fun of you at all after the game?
they were made fun of me. You can kind of say that. They were just like, yeah, you got hawked. But, you know, after looking at the miles per hour, they were like, look, you were moving. That guy is just, you know, he's a mutant, so.
DK Metcalf looks like a defensive lineman, though, Buddha.
Oh, man, yeah, he does. He definitely does, and up close he does for sure. I mean, standing up and realizing he tackled me, just like, dang, this big guy hocked me down. It's crazy.
Does Kingsbury ever get in on the action, work out with you guys?
Oh, no, not at all.
Oh, I thought that he liked to mix it up a little bit and show everybody he has a good arm. And
oh, I mean, maybe with the offense, but, you know, on the defensive side of the ball, you know, I don't – he doesn't really do much.
He doesn't talk about his college career?
No, he doesn't talk about his college career at all. I mean, Cliff's is one of those guys that just, you know, talk about what you need to do for today, and that's really it. He's a man of – you know, less words, and we like it that way.
Well, congrats so far. Congrats on your contract, and widely recognized as the best safety in the game. Buddha, thanks for joining us. We appreciate your time. Next time, hopefully we have you on, and it'll be for a different reason, an even bigger win.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you. Thanks again for having me.
That's Buddha Baker, turning 25 here in January. Yes, McLovin.
Or man,
yes, yeah. Yes, Eaton, my bad.
Go ahead, Eaton.
Yeah.
The weird thing is that it's a good play by Buddha Baker. Like, there's nothing to be,
no,
you know, like, oh, or like people making fun of you. Like, there's nothing to be made fun of. Like, this dude just came flying and tackled him from behind, but it's a great play by Buddha Baker.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones is running for 80 yards. It's one of the greatest runs in quarterback history. But the little chunk that we focus on, that's what hurts.
But somebody didn't track him down, chase him down.
Yeah, he tackled himself.
Yeah, if Daniel Jones got tackled by somebody worse in a uniform.
That's worse than Buddha. Way worse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But if he got tackled, then we'd say, wow, that was an incredible run. If he got tackled at the 10-yard line and he had an 80-yard run, we'd be going, wow, that guy, he has good wheels there. Instead, you know, he tripped and fell. But I love that answer. Objects in your rear view mirror. And that's so, you know, looking up at the Jumbotron, I can't imagine what that must have been like, because he's thinking, that's DK Metcalf coming after me. He's getting closer. And then you can hear him. And then next thing you know, you're like, I'm going to try to stiff arm. You ain't stiff arming that guy. Yeah, McLovin.
It helped Buddha Baker. Remember he had that breakout game on Monday night? Like, all of a sudden, no one talked about Buddha Baker. Then he was like,
yeah,
one of those household names for a day.
Yeah. But they've had a couple of those defensive backs, you know, Tyrann Mathieu, Patrick Peterson. You know, the Cardinals have had a couple of those guys, but you don't think safety anymore in the NFL. Used to be that every team was looking to find that, you know, hitting the guy who could do everything, kind of your center fielder there. Yeah, McLovin.
Are you reevaluating the Cardinals after the last couple of weeks from where you were at the beginning of the year?
Yeah. Yeah, I think there are maybe getting DeAndre Hopkins helps. They lost Chandler Jones, so I'm not sure if they're great they can be great on offense or defense. But I think they're very good on offense. They're second in yards in the league. But, you know, and defensively, they're 12th right now. But, yeah, it's just a tough division. I think we thought that they could play the role of spoiler. And, you know, they may be doing more than that. Yeah, Paulie.
I've been thinking about this when, I think it was like 2016 or 17, we thought Larry Fitzgerald was going to retire 3 years ago. When, remember, he had the bad quarterback situations, yeah. Carson Palmer left. I think Larry Fitzgerald is going to blow past Jerry Rice, because Fitzgerald now must be thinking, I've got a young quarterback on a rookie contract. I've got another receiver. I've got a very good defense. Now I'm going to bail. I've already made the commitment to play longer than I ever expected to. But now you're like, I could see the promised land. I could see a return to the Super Bowl. That's a guy who is a couple plays away from a ring. Larry Fitzgerald may say, hey, I'll go 65 catches for 800 yards for a couple years.
As long as he's still productive and the team views him as productive and he still wants to play, I mean, he's going to have to do this for 3 more years to beat Jerry Rice.
He's on pace for about 65 catches this year. That's the lowest, you know, of his career, but, you know, obviously they've got other options.
No, but how far is he behind Jerry Rice?
I think 150 or what? Let me check.
Okay. Jeff in Detroit. Hey, Jeff, what do you have for me today?
Hey, what up, though? One time for Chat Row. I honestly believe that Buda Baker just gave you guys a wonderful T-shirt. I mean, you can imagine, like, somebody running and looking into, like, a rearview mirror, and it says objects may be closer than they appear, and they have DK in the rearview mirror. That'd be pretty dope, man.
Well, he called him the mutant, too, DK.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, too. Yeah, that was a wonderful interview, man. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
I was going to kind of feel bad for the people at Wisconsin and, you know, what's going on with their program. But I thought about last year, and when we tailgated coming home, got pulled over by the state troopers, and they said, well, you guys from Michigan, we whooped up on you guys enough. We're just going to go ahead and let you go ahead. So I'm still kind of salty about that one. Still a little salty.
Wait, my question. Wait, they let you go, Jeff.
I know, man, but it was just like... Yeah, this is what he honestly said, Dan. He said, well, you guys got your asses whooped enough. We'll just go ahead and let you get on back to Michigan. And it's like, thank you, sir. You
now,
know, it's like one of them.
How long were you a police officer in Detroit?
I was a police officer for 10 years.
Okay. The best way to get out of a ticket is what?
Best way to get out of a ticket, in my opinion, in all honesty, is if you're up front and you let me know what's going on. Here in Michigan, insurance rates are high, so I can understand you might not have it. Don't make me think that you got license or insurance and you don't. Just be upfront and honest about what's going on, and don't lie. You know, and I tell everybody, when you get pulled over at night, cut on all your interior lights and roll your windows down. It helps the officer that's coming up to your car see the inside of the car, and he'll appreciate it that much more.
What should I not do?
What you shouldn't do is start. The one thing that pisses a cop off is saying, you're out here writing tickets. You should be somewhere else doing blah, blah, blah. Or make a reference to donuts. I mean, you can almost guarantee you're going to get a ticket. You crack a joke about some donuts. You know, and it's funny because I want some donuts now. But, I mean, no, seriously. Donuts is the one thing that would definitely get you over. Yep, yep, yep. All right. I was going to ask you real quick, Dallas, who's going to win next, Dallas or Jets? Who will win first?
Thank you, Jeff. Always great to talk to you. I'd have to look at the Jets' schedule. McLevin?
You really don't have to.
I don't?
Chiefs, Patriots, Chargers, Dolphins, Raiders, at Seahawks. That's their upcoming games.
They're not winning any of those. Dallas? Dallas has got the Eagles coming up on Sunday.
How about the Patriots for the Jets? Don't they sometimes beat the Patriots? November 9th? No. Monday night? Oh, by the way, Monday night we got the Giants and the Jets coming up. Oh, not against each other, but...
That's where I'd have Trevor Lawrence mic'd up and do an interview with him. Halftime interview with Trevor Lawrence. Hey, Trevor, what do you think of the Giants here?
What if he has like a terrified look on his face?
Who else do the Cowboys have coming up?
Hold on, get in the book.
Okay.
You have to vamp now. Okay, the Eagles.
Yeah.
They host the Steelers at the Vikings. That's, you know, Vikings struggling. Host the Washington football team at the Ravens, at the Bengals. Ooh, there's some tough games.
Wait, they
there.
Go back to who do they host?
The Washington.
Okay, they should. How can they not be favored in that game?
Rookie quarterback that never played a game before.
Yeah, but that's a few weeks down the road. Yeah.
I think that's the issue, that people don't know who the quarterback. I mean, that Dalton hit looked like it could be multiple weeks.
Okay, is Kellen Moore the backup quarterback, the offensive coordinator? Like, I'm wondering, who do they have on the roster?
They have Garrett Gilbert, who was, remember, was
Garrett
a big recruit.
Gilbert's my age, isn't he?
Yeah, he's been around. He's had an XFL stint, an AAF stint. But Washington was killing them with Andy. I mean, they were destroying them with Dalton in there, too. That defense teed off.
Did Gilbert, his dad played in the NFL, like Gale Gilbert? Is that right? Does that sound right?
Remember, he went to like Texas or Florida and then ended up at SMU, I believe. Big arm.
Oh, you got to have a big arm. But but there was a Gilbert that played long time
ago. Gale.
Gale Gilbert? Mm-hmm. Is that his dad?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I never heard of him. Gale Goodrich and...
No, Gale Gilbert.
Yeah, no, I know. I've heard of Gale Goodrich.
Yeah.
Was he good, Gale Goodrich? I always hear that name.
Yeah. He was good, not great. Yes, Todd?
Gale Gilbert, only player in NFL history to be on 5 consecutive Super Bowl teams, none of which was won.
He was on the Buffalo teams, I think.
He played for the Seahawks, Bills, and Chargers.
Oh, man.
5 straight Super Bowl teams and 0 rings.
That'll never be broken.
Dang.
That'll never be broken. That you play as a quarterback, that you play on a team that lost 5 consecutive Super Bowls. And I don't even know if he played in any of those.
You would think if you were on all 4 of those Bills teams, that would have to be the record or tied with your teammates. But this is 5.
All right, we'll take a break. Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow, and have all that coming up next. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. I just checked. The Jets have the 4th toughest remaining strength of schedule. The opponents have a combined 579 winning percentage. I don't know how many games they can win. Maybe 2 at the most, it feels like. And is that going to be good enough to be bad enough to get the number 1 pick in the draft? Also, here's something to keep in mind. Here's how many times the Cowboys have reached the NFL or NFC championship game in the Super Bowl era. 1966 to 1995, 16 times over 30 years. That was either the NFL title game or the NFC championship game. 1996 to 2019, 0 times in 24 years. But as far as football teams go, you can look at all teams in all sports, and the Cowboys probably trump every team here in the United States as far as coverage goes. And if you did the ratio of how much coverage to how much they win, they're by far the leader in the clubhouse. Not even close. You know, the Yankees at least win. Duke wins. Notre Dame wins. Not winning national titles anymore. Yeah, McLovin.
Lakers? In that conversation?
Yeah, but they win.
Yeah.
I mean, the Cowboys are not relevant right now. Like, not even, I don't know, tune in factor, if people are going to watch. Like, after a while, you go, because I was watching the Washington game, and I kept thinking, okay, when are we going to see anything here? And then I realized we weren't going to see anything other than Washington play inspired football with a coach who's going through chemotherapy. Washington should be like Dallas is playing now, and Dallas should be like Washington was playing on Sunday. Like, that's how it should have been. But give credit to Ron Rivera, going through chemo. And that team played like they were inspired. Well, they played like professionals. Yeah, McLovin.
Real quick stat on the Jets. They totaled 4 yards of total offense in the second half of the whole game against the Bills. 4 yards.
That's not good.
I thought, remember I texted, hey, the Jets are looking good against the Bills in the first half.
Yep.
I thought that was the breakthrough game.
Also, Odell Beckham Jr. didn't have a catch on Sunday. The other Browns wide receivers had 14 catches, 214 yards, and a touchdown. They'll miss him because he's a difference maker, and he does, you know, probably take a little more of the attention from the defense. But I think Baker Mayfield has a chance to be a better quarterback by not, you know, having to focus in on Odell Beckham. Ryan in Texas. Hey, Ryan, what do you have for me today?
Hey, Dan. Y'all were talking about the Cowboys not being relevant, but being talked about a ton. And I wanted to ask, I know Gruden was one, but I think we got the wrong coach from the get-go. We should have went down a little farther south and picked up Rhule. What about trading in? Because Rhule's turned around Temple. He turned around Baylor. Yeah. And Dallas is a program franchise that needs to be turned around. I would love to see a leader come to Dallas.
Well, I don't know if Jerry, you know, what kind of coach does he want? And that's always been the big question mark, that he stayed with, you know, he stayed with coaches for a long time, much to the detriment of the team. So there's part of him that you can admire that he is loyal, but he is loyal to a fault. And we can look at the results now with Matt Rhule. At the time, I thought you have to at least consider him. I mean, he's there in Texas at Baylor, did a great job at Temple, and did a great job at Baylor. And then all of a sudden, Carolina says, come on in. And Matt Rhule has done a very good job. But, you know, he can't prevent injuries. And then how would he be coaching if he was in Dallas now? I like the younger-minded coach or giving him a chance. But Jerry might say, look, we got veterans here, and we need somebody who's done this before. I understand it. This day in sports history, Paulie.
1995, the contract that finalized the Cleveland Browns moved to Baltimore was signed in secret. 96, Bud Adams, the Oilers owner, said they would move his team to Nashville after the 97 season. Unfortunately, we're out of time, so I can't mention in 2002 that Emmitt Smith broke Walter Payton's rushing
record. Oh, yeah.
No time to really dive into that.
Yeah, yeah. Andy in California. We'll squeeze you in, Andy.
Hey, good morning, Dan. I just wanted to piggyback on what you guys were saying about Jerry Jones. What about Al Davis? He had the mafia behind him. I mean, he was one of those that he wanted to coach, GM.
Yeah.
He wanted to do everything.
But he also brought in John Madden, who's a Hall of Famer. Tom Flores, I think, is a Hall of Fame coach as well. He at least, Art Shell, a former player that he had. I don't think Al was afraid of bringing in people who had a personality there. Todd, what did you learn today?
Buda Baker looked on the Jumbotron and saw DK the Mutant Metcalf coming fast for him.
McLovin?
Gail Gilbert, 5 straight Super Bowl losses.
Seton?
Buddha's a good dude.
Paulie?
Kind of bummed his name's not actually Buddha.
What We Learned brought to you by Breeders' Cup, November 6th and 7th. The world's best thoroughbreds compete in 14 exhilarating races at the Breeders' Cup World Championships. Learn more at breederscup.com/2020 and catch all the action live on NBC Sports. Bills quarterback Josh Allen on the program tomorrow. Hope you'll join us as well.